low in the 20s, partly cloudy tomorrow, a high near 50. And for Saturday, partly cloudy, a high reaching into the low or even mid-50s. Once again, our forecast for this Thursday the 16th, chance of morning fog, then mostly sunny with a high to the mid-40s. Right now in Fort Wayne, barometric pressure rising from 29.73 inches. Wind southwesterly gusting to 21, relative humidity 85%, and officially at the airport, a cloudy 30 degrees, but those winds making it feel like it's only 11. I'm Jerry Hoffman, and now, live from the I&M building in downtown Fort Wayne, the WoWo Penny Pitch Remote with Bob Sievers.
Bob Sievers here. We're live in the I&M window in downtown Fort Wayne. It's a dark morning out there. The sun doesn't come up till 1 minute before 8 this morning. Again, Sam DeVincent is out by the big red penny pitch barrel, and traffic is light right now. In fact, I don't think, Sam, we've had a car go by yet, have we? So right now, three or four, huh? All right, but the traffic will begin to pick up drastically, and remember to stay in the left lane if you want to contribute to the WoWo Penny Pitch. It's kind of nice here, broadcasting right at the south end of the courthouse. You'll see the brightly lighted windows, and when you drive by, look in the window, and you can see us at the same time. We'll be talking to Earl Finkel in a moment. Friends, if you haven't seen the great values at Fleet Supply, they invite you to stop out soon. You see, Fleet Supply Town and Country Shopping Center is conveniently located just 4 minutes west of the Glenbrook Center on U.S. 30. The doors swing open at 8 o'clock every morning, Monday through Saturday. Once inside, you'll find out why most people make Fleet Supply their one-stop shopping center. Here are just a few of the many fine items at terrific prices carried by Fleet Supply. The fantastic new range for bakers is the Super Shooter by Wherever. Great for cookies and candies. Be creative with Super Shooter, only $15.99. Have popcorn galore the easy way. The Party Popper by Wherever, now priced at only $9.99. Great gift ideas for the lady of the house includes the Schick Quick Curl Curling Iron for only $7.99. Or the GE Frankenburger Grill, only $13.99. Brand name items at terrific prices at Fleet Supply, located in Fort Wayne, Elkhart, Logansport, Kokomo, and Marion.
Aren't kids fun? You just never know what they'll do next. Take my 6-year-old son, Tommy, for example. Last year, I asked him what he wanted to wear to a costume party at school. His clown suit, his cowboy outfit. But do you know what he told me? He said he wanted to go as a Dinner Bell hot dog. A Dinner Bell hot dog, I said? But who was listening? Certainly not Tommy. He was busy getting out my sewing machine. He had his heart set on being a Dinner Bell hot dog. So I did what any mother would do. I made him a Dinner Bell hot dog suit. And his brother's been calling him Frank ever since. But Tommy doesn't care. He won the prize for best costume.
Brought to you now by Allen Dairy Products of Fort Wayne.
Fresh as the morning dew, direct from local farms to you, at your door or favorite store, Allen gives you more.
Holiday time means eggnog time, and now you can enjoy good old-fashioned eggnog from Allen Dairy. Here's real eggnog at its best, made in the fine quality tradition of Allen Dairy. Always a treat during the holidays. You'll want to keep plenty on hand, especially when family and friends get together. Young and old alike will enjoy this traditional treat. Enjoy the festive flavor of Allen Eggnog today and throughout the holiday season. Allen Eggnog's available in convenient quart cartons delivered fresh daily to your door or in the dairy case of your favorite store. Eggnog from Allen Dairy.
Fresh as the morning dew, direct from local farms to you.
First of all, I want to start out by saying thank you. I've had a number of calls thanking you already for telling us about the poor conditions out in Aspen, Colorado this weekend. So I think you saved a lot of people a lot of money.
Well, forewarned is forearmed. Sorry to do that to the folks out there. Of course, it's a lovely spot to visit. And as I should have, you know, mentioned last hour, I offered that guy $10,000 for his palatial home out there, and he refused it. I show you why he's so smart and so rich, Bob. He already had rented it out to some guy for the winter. And he's going to Puerto Rico.
Oh, boy.
That's where you get the smart guys. Well, around here, you won't have to be going to Puerto Rico for the winter. You can stay right here. It'll feel like that came to visit us before this weekend is over. And you want to be especially careful now for local areas of fog and slippery bridge decks, overpasses, down ramps, and so forth, where that cold air runs in and it, of course, was nice and melted yesterday. The next weather system in the picture appears to be way out on the Pacific coastal area, not getting here until sometime late Saturday night or even first part of Sunday. And until then, except for minor variations on a theme by thermometer, we should have just lovely, lovely weather. So let's take the forecast this way. A nice day for strolling down on Berry Street and throwing something at the guys holding the barrel or the girls. Temperatures after the fog and the frost have moved out will move back up into the low to mid-40s. Tonight will drop back into the upper 20s. Fog and frost again for Friday morning, then clearing away. And on Friday, why don't we start that temperature moving right back up and end up somewhere in the upper 40s to even low 50-degree reading for tomorrow. in for tomorrow night. Be mild in the 30s, and Saturday, oh, what a day to go out and do your thing. Cool fog and frost in the morning, followed by partly cloudy, windy, and mild in the low to mid-50s with gusty southwest winds. And it looks like we could make 50s early on Sunday before we turn colder with a chance for some rain and then snow flurries. Nothing big indicated at this time, but watch the morning so you can see the rest of the week.
Fine, Earl. Listen, thanks a lot, and we'll see you again in just 1 hour.
Roger, Doug.
Okay, bye. Our, well, I might mention, Calvin Richards is our engineer this morning. So, and he used to be on the air all night long. You all know his name, our promotion director now, but he's acting engineer this morning. Calvin, it's good to have you with us over there. That's him clapping. That's in the background. All right, let's see. Today is December 16th. Our highest yesterday in Fort Wayne was 47. Our low was 22. Degree days 30. Right now in Fort Wayne, cloudy skies, 30 degrees, humidity 85%. Southwesterly wind at 21, and our barometer 29.73. Earl Finkel weather has been brought to you by Allen Dairy Products of Fort Wayne, and that Wo-Wo penny pitch time, exactly 7:26.
Merry Christmas.
Steve and Edie with that holiday feeling. Come on by and leave your money in our penny pitch barrel. We're looking for you.
Look how the snow is snowing.
Your eyes are soft and glowing.
Jack Frost is nipping at our feet.
I'll bet your lips are warm and sweet.
We've got that holiday feeling. That happy holiday feeling.
Roast chestnuts by the fire.
Any little thing you desire.
Those reindeer soon will be here.
Won't mean a thing to me, dear.
When Santa Claus begins his flight,
I hope he gets a flat tonight.
We've got that holiday feeling.
Chance I'd never miss.
But it's so late.
On New Year's Eve at 12 o'clock we'll stop to kiss. And while the whole world will be whistle-blowing,
we will still be mistletoeing. You think you're such a smarty.
Come on, let's have a party.
I know what's running through your mind.
This is the season to be kind.
We've got that holiday feeling. That happy holiday feeling.
Come and snuggle close to me.
Right here where you're supposed to be.
Let's kiss, cause it's the season here. Let's kiss, it needs a reason here. We've got that holiday feeling.
Steve and Edie with that holiday feeling. We've got cloudy skies, 30 degrees in Fort Wayne, and that Wo-Wo time is 7:29. A reminder, is a big thing down at Parker, Indiana every year. Parker City Elementary School, located on Indiana State Highway 32, 10 miles east of Muncie, Indiana. On Tuesday, December 21st, we'll start at 8:30 in the morning and run till 6:30 at night. Again this year, presenting that live nativity scene. Right out there on their front lawn from 8:30 in the morning till 6:30 at night. Next Tuesday, December 21st. So don't forget that. And we'll put this in the envelope and give it to Pat, our calendar girl. And we'll be reminding you about it again the day of the activity down at Parker, Indiana. You know, children's eyes really light up when they see Toyland at Jack Surplus City. You should see it, too. There you'll find toy trucks and heavy vinyl, 12 inches long with a pack of tools included for only $2 each. Jack Surplus City's toy prices will surprise you. They're realistic and low. So they have dual 22-piece train sets for three-year-olds and older, operating on batteries with an engine that lights up and puffs real smoke. Now, it's a special at $4.99 complete. Mickey Mouse roller coaster sets are in stock. A very good toy at $7.99. Large 1/25th scale model kits such as International Trucks, Mack Trucks, John Deere loaders and backhoes, and other model prices ranging from $5.49 down to $2.99 on International Scout model. These models have 275 to 310 pieces and have unique Ertl features. Pick out one from the large selection. Jack Surplus City has hundreds of small fry toys too, a large selection of puzzles for teenagers and adults. Small fry puzzles start at 69 cents, 1,000 piece adult puzzles at $1.29. You shop Jack Surplus City and save in Portland or Bluffton, Indiana and Salina, Ohio. Remember, they're open weekdays 9 to 9, Sundays 9 till 7. Now at 7:30, let's update the news with Jerry Hoffman. Good morning, Jerry.
Well, good morning, Bob. We made our usual morning jog down here, and sort of a foggy morning out there. See quite a bit of...
I'm glad you mentioned that. In my pocket, I have some for Williams County, Ohio. So I'll give those right after the update.
All right. What have you done? You cut out... No, I'm all right. I was going to say, you chopped off my water again this morning, but I guess not.
No, well, you're on the it's a two-way mic this morning.
All right. I never can trust you, Seavers. Several cars of an Amtrak passenger train derailed near Omaha this morning. About 30 of 200 people aboard the Oakland, California to Chicago train were injured. President-elect Jimmy Carter is expected to appoint two and perhaps three cabinet-level officials today. Carter is holding his second news conference of the week in his Georgia hometown of Plains. Utah murderer Gary Gilmore is reported upset and angry over the court-ordered timing of his execution. Gilmore doesn't want to wait till January 17th to face a firing squad. Otherwise, on the local scene, Fort Wayne police and Allen County warrants officers teamed up last night. They arrested 10 people on various drug charges. Authorities say they're anticipating several more arrests. The raids climaxed an undercover probe dating back to the first of the year. Forecast-wise, Finkel says we may have some morning fog, and certainly it's out there this morning. And otherwise, mostly sunny. Look for a high in the mid-40s, northwest winds to 15. Fair tonight, with a low in the 20s, partly cloudy tomorrow, a high of 50. And for Saturday, partly cloudy, can you believe this? A high in the low to mid-50s. And that's getting awfully close to the first day of winter, no less, isn't it?
Oh, yes, wow. It is, and I only hope I'm free Saturday. Not doing anything Saturday night. I haven't checked.
30 degrees outside right now, Bob. Some clouds in the sky, and some of those clouds are getting down pretty close to the ground.
Right. Thanks a lot, Jerry. Sam DeVincent, by the way, is out by our penny pitch barrel. It's still dark outside. You'll find the brightly lighted windows where we're broadcasting here in the I&M building. Drive by, give us a honk or a wave. And Calvin Richards, you might sometime once in a while turn on the microphone outside to pick up a few traffic noises. Call it the atmosphere of the program. Now, we mentioned, and I apologize, I had these stuffed in my shirt pocket from the Little Red Barn. And until Jerry mentioned the fog, I forgot about them. Now, over at Williams County, Ohio, they seem to be the heaviest hit with fog this morning. Williams County, Ohio, North Central schools and buses are delayed 1 hour. Also, the Mill Creek West Unity local schools and buses, a 1 hour delay, as well as the Eden Northwest local schools and buses delayed 1 hour due to fog. All of those schools I mentioned and buses are delayed 1 hour, and those schools are all in Williams County, Ohio. Bird Humperdinck is next up this morning. Good morning to all of you out there in the cars going by. And, well, Engelbert, why don't you sing for all the nice folks in the traffic pattern out there with Sam.
So I send you to sleep after the loving with a song I just wrote yesterday. And I hope you can hear what the words and the music have to say. It's so hard to explain everything that I'm feeling face to face. I just seem to go dry. But I love you so much that the sound of your voice can get me high. Oh,
Seavers here in the window. It's a cloudy 30 degrees outside, still dark in downtown Fort Wayne at 22 and a half minutes before 8. I have a letter from Lionel L. Harmison, major, retired, Beaver Dam Lake at Claypool. He said, "Dear Bob, first things first, I will introduce myself," and he does, and he says, "Now, he's sending us two Indian head pennies dated 1906 and 1907, minted at Philadelphia," and he goes on to describe them in good mint condition. He said, "The coins I am sending you are from my coin collection in very good condition. It would be rated by some collectors as fine condition. Here's what I would like you to do. On your last day of the penny pitch, hold a public auction for the sale of these coins, the selling price going to the penny pitch. Until that time, you could well advertise the auction on your daily show. There are people who were born in 1906 and 1907 who would be glad to bid on the coin. So anyway, I don't really know how to handle this. What I am going to do is turn these, Calvin, I'll hold these up. You can see they're all sealed up here. Real nice Indian head pennies. I am going to see what the boss thinks about this, how we can handle it. We certainly want to thank him, and we'll see what we can do. We'll turn those into the authorities here, and certainly our thanks to the Colonel. For that, L.L. Harmison, the Major L.L. Harmison of Claypool, Indiana. Wovoland weather, reading like this. There's a chance for early morning fog today. And remember, it's heaviest according to our reports over at Williams County, Ohio. After the fog lifts, Finkel says mostly sunny, with a high in the mid-40s, northwesterly winds to 15, fair but chilly tonight. In the 20s, thank you and Merry Christmas out there. Nice lady in a blue car. Partly cloudy and warmer tomorrow, with a high near 50, and Saturday's outlook, partly cloudy, continued mild, with a high in the low to mid-50s on Saturday. So we have a gradual warming trend.
One thing you don't need this holiday season is the hassle you can get into by trying to do your shopping in 8 or 9 different stores. Why not simplify the procedure and take your lists to a Mr. Wiggs store? At Mr. Wiggs, you'll find first-quality name-brand items at low discount prices for everybody. Sporting goods, tools, car accessories, and fashions for him. Kitchen work savers, beauty care appliances, and a world of fashions for her. Toys, toys, and more toys for the youngsters. Records, radio for teens? Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it under one big roof at a Mr. Wiggs store. Open 7 days a week to help you play Santa.
We're more than the price is right. We're more than the price is right. That's Mr. Wiggs. Mr. Wiggs.
There are 3 Mr. Wiggs in Fort Wayne and 1 now in Marion.
From the lovely Three Rivers Ballroom at the Marriott Inn, the New Year's Eve party to end all parties. Celebrate 1977's arrival with distinction and sophistication at the Marriott. This party of parties is limited in size, so phone in your reservation now. Simply dial 484-0411. That one phone call can bring you into some happy days.
Happy days are here again. Yes, friends, just $64.95 per couple, tax included, furnishes you completely with four beverage tickets, party hats, noisemakers, complimentary champagne, dancing to Dick Seeger music, and a deluxe room for two, complete with a 6 p.m. checkout time January 1st. You'll even get indoor-outdoor pool and whirlpool use, all at the Marriott Inn. Phone in your reservation now. The Marriott Inn. Just dial 484-0411. 484-0411. Dial those numbers. They'll ring you fun at the Marriott.
I've got a good friend out, Les Green. Now, Les, we're in delay, so what I say will be 7 seconds behind me. But this is Les Green, who has these radio-controlled planes out there. Les, good to see you. And, boy, I really enjoyed it. You've got to see the train set up at his house. We'll be telling you about that. Les Green, out on South Lafayette Street. Now, Sam DeVincent has a couple of other gentlemen out there. Sam, we're going to switch to you right out there on the sidewalk and tell us who that is and let that young man say.
Thank you, Roberto, and good morning, everybody. Two young men from Cherubusco, Indiana. Fellow here with a great big jar filled with pennies, nickels, and dimes, and also a check. Come on right in and meet a lot of nice people. Tell us who you are and where you're from.
My name's Tim Leggett, and this jar full of money, the varsity club at Cherubusco collected through the school. And we got a good-sized jar.
Can I take a guess? I'll say about $65.
Yeah, you're off
pretty close.
We collected this through the school, so it was kind of sponsored by the varsity club, and then all the money was donated by the school.
Bless you, and thank you very much.
And then we have a check here from the Future Farmers of America out of the Cherubusco District.
FFA?
Yeah, FFA.
And that check is for $10.
Yeah.
Great. Just wonderful. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Tim,
your friend over there.
That's Mr. Webb. He's our athletic director at the school, and he's the guy I come to with the idea of trying to get the varsity club to collect some money.
Good for Mr. Webb from Cherubusco. Okay, bye.
Thanks so much, Tim and Mr. Webb. Mr. Webb looks real smart with that outfit he's got on. Merry Christmas to you folks up at Cherubusco. Certainly our thanks to all of them. Now let's think of sports. We've got 16 and a half minutes before 8 here on WoWo. A nice morning out there. It is beginning to break daylight, and the sun comes up this morning at 1 minute before 8 here in Fort Wayne. Now let's get over to Art Salzberg.
The National Football League playoffs start this weekend, Bob. Four games are on tap. Pittsburgh is playing Baltimore. New England is taking on Oakland. Los Angeles is meeting Dallas, and Washington is at Minnesota. I know Ron Gregory has a great degree of interest in that Washington-Minnesota encounter. He's been a Redskin fan for years, and frankly, so do I. I, however, will be just about as interested in the spectators as I am in the players. It gets mighty cold in Minnesota this time of year, and a number of the fans bring a friend to the stadium to help them keep warm. Jack Daniels, Johnny Walker, Ron Bacardi, they'll all be there, accompanying somebody, and their presence invariably creates a rowdy atmosphere and real problems for the security men. Last year, a fan who was, shall we say, well-insulated against the cold, threw an empty bottle, also known as a dead soldier, out onto the field and hit referee Armin Terzian. Terzian was injured, but fortunately he recovered. This year, the Minnesota police have vowed a crackdown, but what can they do? There will be liquor, and there will be drunks, and there will not be enough security officers to watch everybody. I just hope we can get through this game without incident. That's all I can say.
Thank you very much, Art. We'll look forward to another report from you at, just an hour from now. All right, Sam, put it all. You just dumped that great big bunch of money in that container from Cherubusco, from Tim and the boys, Mr. Webb up there, into the big barrel. He has another cottage cheese, unless he's having cottage cheese out there. Oh, and that's one of our sponsors. I recognize that container. There go those pennies in the barrel. It's 7:45 if you'd like to check the time. And let's mention again, before we get into the other sports, these schools that are delayed because of heavy fog this morning in Williams County, Ohio. North Central schools and buses delayed 1 hour. The Mill Creek West Unity local schools and buses delayed 1 hour. And the Eden Northwest local schools and buses all delayed 1 hour because heavy fog this morning in Williams County, Ohio. Back to the sports, and Art Salzberg, last night at international hockey, Port Huron defeated the Comets 6-3. It was Saginaw over Dayton 4-2. Toledo topping Muskegon 11-7. In the National Hockey League, Cleveland defeated Detroit 7-3. And in world hockey, Cincinnati over Minnesota 5-0. In NBA, Indiana topped San Antonio 116-102, and Detroit defeated Golden State 136-116. Some of the scores last night. Now, it's 13 and a half minutes before 8. Cloudy skies and 30 degrees in Fort Wayne.
Hi there, Bodie, the world-famous WoWo janitor.
Hi, Ron.
How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Bob Chase and I were having a little discussion the other day. We were thinking, wouldn't it be great if we could get you to attend a Fort Wayne Comet hockey game?
Well,
here's the deal, Bodie. What if we get people to pledge money, let's say $1...
Yeah.
It's penny pitch night for WoWo Radio at the Coliseum, and the Comets very generously turn over a portion of the proceeds to penny pitch. Let's get you out on the ice between periods, see if you can score some goals, and take pledges from your many fans and listeners.
Yeah.
Say a dollar a goal. For every goal you can score, they'll have to chip in a dollar, and a dollar just to get you to show up.
I just don't know whether I could... swinging one of them shillelaghs or not.
No, this will be fun, Bodie. You'll get out there with the stick and the uniform, and I'll be out there to help coach you, see? Can I talk you into that?
I don't know. I want to do some push-ups.
I'll tell you what. Now, here's what I want you to do. Starting tomorrow morning, I want you to take a few laps, run over to Bear Field and back one time. Just limber up those muscles, all right?
Yeah, that'd be a four-mile round trip.
Right. Now, when you get back, do about 30 or 40 push-ups and then about 150 sit-ups. Now, that's just for starters.
Well, just for starters?
Yes. Then have a good, solid breakfast.
Yeah?
A glass of milk. All right? And then I want you to run over here to the station and we'll talk about it further.
Goodness sakes. Is there anything more you want me to do first?
Yeah, stay alive.
Dear, that's all, folks.
Diana Ross now.
Touch me in the morning.
and Touch Me in the Morning. Sometime later on my program this morning, I want to read part of a letter from Stan and Helen Leiter over at Route 1, Ohio City, Ohio, concerning pets and the wonderful thing that some people are doing over there. We'll see when we can sandwich it in. Sam DeVincent is by our big penny pitch barrel out here, so come on down here on your way to work. Stay in the left lane of traffic. The thing, friends, we want to mention, only a small portion of all of the penny pitch money will come in through this barrel. We're counting on all of you out there on the airwaves to send in your contribution wherever you live. We don't expect you to drive downtown. We want you to send it in the mail. And send your contribution to Penny Pitch, WoWo Fort Wayne, 46802. And I was thinking maybe a lot of companies, the employees would like to get together and take up a collection. Remember, this year we're helping many families. And we would like to have your company represented in our WoWo Penny Pitch this year. So don't forget to just get it in the mail and send it to Penny Pitch, WoWo Fort Wayne, 46802. We have 7 minutes before eight. We have cloudy skies, 30 degrees in Fort Wayne. A little warmer each day, according to Finkel. Starting out with today, mostly sunny, a high in the mid-40s, and it's breaking daylight now in downtown Fort Wayne.
You take care what you do, and at Wholesome, we do too. We bake our best for you. Baking up your Wholesome bread, making it just right. That's what we do best, and we do it every night. Wholesome bread, baked just right for you. Wholesome bread, baked just right for you.
You pay a lot these days for a burger, more money than you paid before. So get to Arby's for tender roasted beef. It really doesn't cost much more. Come on and break the hamburger habit with Arby's tender roasted beef.
A nice big burger costs a lot more than you think, while an Arby's sandwich piled high with tender roasted beef costs a lot less than you think, which means there isn't much difference in the price, just a whole lot of difference in the sandwich. Break the hamburger habit at Arby's. You can afford to.
Break the hamburger habit at Arby's.
Break the hamburger habit at all Fort Wayne and Lima Arby's, including the newest location in the Riviera Plaza, Fort Wayne.
Sam tells me, and I'm sorry I missed him, he says our old friend Bob Jones, who used to be at our station, stopped by, and our thanks to him for a contribution of $5 to the WoWo Penny Pitch. Bob Jones, there's another young man out there contributing. Thanks so much, and Merry Christmas to you. Now this.
Now, a WoWo special report.
Everybody is interested in cutting health care costs, but the answer too often seems to be, don't get sick. There are, however, several ways you can keep the cost down, even if you need medical diagnosis or treatment. A good general rule of thumb is, do everything you can on an outpatient basis. If your doctor recommends a series of tests to aid him in diagnosis, ask if they can be done as an outpatient. The same rule applies to many forms of medical treatment. Costs for an outpatient are almost always less than if you are admitted to the hospital. A recent improvement in our healthcare system is the growth of outpatient surgery. Some surgical procedures, such as removing a cyst, can be performed in a doctor's office. Even more complicated surgeries can now be performed on an outpatient basis in the outpatient department of a hospital or in a freestanding unit such as the Fort Wayne Surgery Center. Not only are the costs lower for outpatient surgery, but many people find they feel better physically and emotionally when they return home after surgery instead of lingering in a hospital bed. For a special report, I'm Dick MacDonald.
Special report, a WoWo Public Affairs presentation.
WoWo time is now 3.5 minutes before eight. Here are the Royal Guardsmen singing about Snoopy.
World War, the bloody Red Baron was black.
ignored all of his men and called on Snoopy to do it again. Was the night before Christmas, 40 below. But Snoopy went up in search of his bow. Despite Fred Perrin, fiercely they fought, with ice on his wings, he knew he was caught. He reached for the trigger to pull it up tight. Why he didn't shoot, well, we'll never know. Or was it the bells from the village below?
My friend.
The Baron then offered a holiday toast, and Snoopy, our hero, saluted his host. And then with a roar, they were both on their way. Each knowing they'd meet on some other day.
Good morning. It's 29 degrees in Fort Wayne with the promise of warmer temperatures into the mid-50s possibly by Saturday. I'm Jim Swigert reporting WoWo News at 8. Today's headlines include an Amtrak derailment in Nebraska. 20 people were hurt. Jimmy Carter is expected to name more cabinet members today. The OPEC ministers are talking about raising oil prices again. Here in Allen County, a drug raid. That's 10 arrests. This portion of WoWo News brought to you by Chevrolet and Chevy dealers throughout the country. They invite you to see and drive Chevy's totally new six-passenger car, the new Chevrolet. WoWo News time, 8 a.m.
This is a car commercial with no sales pitch, no hard sell, no wild claims. It's a straight-out, bona fide offer of $200 cash paid to you directly by Chevrolet just for buying a new Chevrolet Vega or Chevrolet Chevette before January 10th. Here's the offer. If you purchase any new Chevy Vega or Chevette from stock.